Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you all for listening to Spiritual Freestyle Friday. This is Tim, the Overseer. Welcome back. It's good to be back, and it's a blessing to be in the land of the living, and hopefully I got my co-host on the line, Bus of Bus, 806, and we're just grateful to be back in the house. We know next week we won't be on the air due to it being a holiday, Thanksgiving week, so we know a lot of people are going to be traveling, so we definitely want to allow people to enjoy their family, so but we will be back the week after. Amen. So we're glad to be here tonight. Be praying for me personally. I'm kind of dealing with the weather. And so even if it is what people think it may be, we're not going to speak that. Amen. We're not going to claim it. We're going to claim victory. We're going to claim the Holy Spirit. We're going to claim healing. Amen. We're going to move on because this is an opportunity. This is why I chose to come on tonight. As I told you, it's been a very rough week for me this week, and especially having to work and just having to sleep most of the time. Amen. So that's what I've been doing, is sleeping. And when I get off work, I sleep for hours. So nonetheless, we're grateful to be here. Busta Bus, you here? You on there, brother?
Merry Christmas. Busta Bus is on the line. I mean, happy Thanksgiving.
All right. I'm going to say, not quite the Christmas holiday yet, but we are definitely getting there. And we know we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, so we'll only be about on for an hour tonight. I believe I got energy for that. And we've been talking about the Holy One, the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've been talking about Isaiah, I believe. Let me go over there real quick. I know we've been talking about Isaiah, the 61st chapter, verse 1. Amen. And how the Holy Spirit, amen, gives you liberty. Amen. So the Holy Spirit can make you free from anything. Amen. Can make you free from sin. Can make you free from, you know, some of the things that we deal with in life, even illness. Amen. So that's what I'm praying for now, that the Holy Spirit deliver me. Amen. From this I've been dealing with for over a week. Amen. So again, even we thinking what it may be, we're not going to claim it. Amen. All right. So also looking at Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verses 2, where we kind of come from, talking about the seven different spirits, which is where we get the sevenfold ministry. A lot of people don't know where the sevenfold ministry comes from. The sevenfold ministry comes from the seven spirits, amen, which is the Holy Spirit. So it's not seven different spirits. It's seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So, brother, I'm going to let you go ahead and come on in and talk a little bit. I don't want to talk too much. I got to save my wind and my energy. So go ahead, brother. Go ahead and be a blessing to our listeners tonight. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I started off by saying Merry Christmas. And because even though this is Thanksgiving break, and I told you I was an educator teaching 7th grade science.
Amen.
And coaching 7th and 8th grade basketball.
Amen.
So,
look at you.
When we get this week off for Thanksgiving, it's a joy.
I'm jealous.
It is a joy. And just like the Holy Spirit brings us joy.
Amen. That's right.
This week off is bringing me some joy.
I know it is.
So it's was it 1 Thessalonians? 1 Thessalonians 1:6.
Okay.
First Thessalonians 1:6. It says, you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering. Boy, because that school year has been some severe suffering.
Okay.
With the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because I hear teachers every day complaining, crying about the students, crying about the work. Man, I just go about my job like it's nothing. I don't yeah. let what's happening with this COVID, I don't let what's
right.
happening with these students take my joy away from me.
That's right.
Right? Even if
That's
I
right.
have to not teach a lesson that I'm supposed to teach,
mm-hmm.
and listen to our students when they want to talk, because that brings them joy that someone is listening to them when they have a problem. Like I had a couple of them say, Tavdi, you know, when we first came, you know, we kind of bumped heads a little bit, but we all right now, you know. I let them work through what they were working through, you know.
Right.
And so now they have their joy of being taught.
That's right.
Okay. Because we had to go through some suffering together to get to this joy.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
We learning each other. We trying to figure out, hey, this coach, this student, you know, what makes them tick. So and now we come to that impasse. We come to that impasse and talk about suffering. We had a game last night and we got blew out. But they
okay.
had fun playing.
Right. That's the most.
So I rewarded them
most important
for that suffering we went through last night with some sausage biscuit this morning right before practice as a reward
right.
for that suffering
okay.
that we went through. You
right.
know? So I try to equate what's happening with my interactions, my life with the Bible like we're supposed to.
That's right.
You know? Whatever's going on, we can always find something in this great book that's going to pick us up,
mm-hmm.
that might lead us, that's going to convict us, going to sacrifice for us, that's going to empower us. Like, what's that, Acts 1 and 9, 1 and 8, Acts
mm-hmm.
1 and 8. Let me, I thought I had a bookmark. Acts 1 and 8.
Amen.
In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day
mm-hmm.
he said he was going to be taken up to heaven after giving instructions.
That's right.
Right? We go through stuff.
Right.
And he empowers us. And
Amen.
He empowers me to push on through, even though we got this COVID, put that mask on. Do what we're supposed to. Don't tempt, you know. We're not that good that we can tempt. Jesus, he was tempted. He didn't fall
right.
for it.
That's
Let's
right.
Let's not be tempted. Let's not fall for it. Put the mask on.
Right.
Social distance.
Amen.
Okay,
Amen, bro. That's a good word. Amen. That's a good word. Hey, excuse me. Excuse me, amen. That's a good word,
right?
Brother. Yes, sir. I'm going to be all right, brother. I'm going to be all right. I told him to persevere, brother. Amen. I'm pressing toward the mark, towards the prize of the high calling, amen. So that's why I wanted to be on here tonight, to be a light in a dark world, amen, to let people know, you know, whatever it is, amen, we can make it through it. So like I said, I'm not claiming what it is, amen, but I'm going to make it through it. I tell myself every day, I shall live. I prophesy, I shall live and not die. Amen. So the Holy Spirit
amen.
Can heal me, amen, from anything. Amen. Stay positive. Is it a challenge? Amen. It's definitely a challenge. There are times when you get so down or with whatever it is in life, you made a good example to how we persevere. We keep going. We have to. Because, you know, even though Christ has gone back, he said, I have gone back to prepare a place for you. Amen. And so when I come back, you will be with me also. And that's our heart's desire. Amen. Paul said it best. Ain't nobody said it better than Paul. Paul said to be absent from the body. Amen. It's to be present with the Lord. Amen. So we desire. Paul said, well, we desire to be, not saying that we want to die, leave this world, because we got loved ones. We have joy here in this life too. But this life gets challenging, Paul said. And there are times to where, you know, to where we do want to sometimes re-realize, like, man, you know what? Christ, if you was to come back and get me today, I wouldn't be mad, amen, because we know where we're going, amen. We're going to be in heaven resting. So I should give your soul rest, amen. And we thank him for the Holy Spirit to give us strength, because even though my body ache, I'm going through pain, amen. So I've been dealing with headaches for the past 7 days, amen. Even though I'm dealing with whatever I'm dealing with, amen, I know that he loves me, amen. Regardless to what happens, I love him, amen. I got the victory. And that's what we got to claim, is the victory. We know that we have won, amen, in this body, because I have accepted, amen, salvation, and I have fought the good fight, amen. Now, I'm not talking about leaving, no, amen. I pray and believe that I'm going to be here a lot longer than what I am. But we know that the devil meant it for bad, amen, but we know that the Heavenly Father always means it for good. So we're going through these times, and I'm here to encourage anyone that may be dealing with whatever it is. Persevere, pray. Prayer changes things, amen. I prayed, and finally the fever broke on Thursday. Man, I feel so much more better than what I've been feeling the entire week. Amen. So I'm just grateful for my life. I'm grateful for you, brother, amen, and the things in your testimony and what you were saying with you and the kids, because we have to have, you know, our time where we're stronger. Amen. There are times to where, you know, I may be weak, and there may be times where my wife may be stronger, or a time where she may be weak and I'm strong. Amen. But we have to have that balance. Amen. And I'm grateful for you, brother, how you didn't give up on the children, because, you know, kids are kids. Amen. Kids are just going to be the way they are. They're going to test you. They're going to see how – one thing about kids is they can't outlast you. And that's why I used to tell teachers, you know, how is that you let a child get to you? Ain't you a trained expert? Don't you have a degree? You went through 4 years of college. And how is that you letting this elementary student get to you? That shouldn't be. You're more smart than the kid, I would think. Amen. And you have to persevere. You have to outlast that kid and outsmart that kid, which you can't do, because all kids want to do is just test you. They just want to see how far they – just like our own kids. They just want to see how far they can get away with things. And so we have to be strong and there and let them know that, hey, we're in your corner. Amen. We're going to make it through this. Amen. And so, brother, that was a good word, amen. I like how you threw Christ in Acts 1 and 8, amen, because our job is while we're here, amen. No matter about how I may feel, there's somebody out there that feels worse than I do, amen.
Amen.
There's somebody out there that feels worse than I do. So this is why I have to get on the air. Whether I feel like I can lay up in the bed where it's nice and warm and cut the lamp on and fall asleep, you know, and just, you know, go to bed, go in my own little world. But, excuse me, I feel like, you know, this may bless somebody. That's the reason that I'm here and the reason that I'll be on tomorrow night, because, amen, we got to persevere. We can't keep not being available for the people, amen, because it's more than just about us. Christ said that he sent us out into the world to teach, amen, about him, that we may save souls. Romans 10, 9, and 10, the plan of salvation. Amen. Excuse me.
Amen.
Excuse me, amen. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to pass it on to you. I got to preserve some energy. You know, our salvation is it. It's the key. So I want to make sure that I always share salvation with you, amen, because that's my call in the ministry. For 20 years, I've been teaching salvation and love, and I'm going to teach that until my last breath, amen, because my desire is that you be saved, amen. Paul said it best. He said, my desire is that Israel will not lose his reward, amen. Brother, go ahead. What you got?
I led in with Merry Christmas, right, which
Which right.
reminds me of gifts, right? The Holy Spirit gives us gifts. What's that? First Corinthians 12, 8 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom to another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. Okay? To another, faith. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit.
Amen.
To another, miraculous powers. To
Amen.
Another, prophecy. To another, distinguish between spirits. Because, you know, we have to distinguish, okay?
Amen, that's right.
Something ain't right here.
Amen. You better know it.
And to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And
that's
to still another, the interpretation of those tongues. Right?
That's right.
All we have to do is delve into the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the Holy Spirit, whatever gift that Holy Spirit gives us, that's our gift.
That's right.
That's our gift. And I've been doing this teaching for 17 years, right?
Amen.
I left and came back again.
Amen. All right.
It keeps drawing me. It keeps drawing me nearer and nearer. Right?
That's right. That's right.
I was over at the local Dairy Queen going through the drive-thru. And I believe I had my mask on. No, this one I didn't have my mask on. And someone recognized me. Said, aren't you a teacher? I was like, yeah. Said, where you teach at? Well, I teach at Atkins. No, not Atkins. Oh, what is the other school? No, not there. All the way back, 17 years ago, when we was over in at this other junior high school.
Wow.
She remembered. She remembered this face.
Wow.
She remembered that spirit, I suspect.
Wow. Look at that.
And then I was in another store with the mask on, and a student said, aren't you Mr. Hobdy? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you remember me. So she had a mask on. I said, like, well, who are you? I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, Tashi's like, oh, yeah, I used to give you trouble all the time. I said, no, you were just growing up. You were just
growing up,
and I just had to teach you, tell you a little something.
That's right.
So that in itself is a blessing because
it is.
He gave that gift to us, you know, because some people can't handle these kids. Some people go off on them. And lose their job and all this other kind of crazy stuff
behind that
because they don't know how to handle that. They don't know how to handle this gift that we're given.
That's right.
Whether
That's
it's
right.
teaching, whether it's prophesying, whether it's healing. When you have that, you know how to, you have to know how to use it when the time comes, or you'll run folks off, or something will happen. If you don't know how to use or let the Holy Spirit use you.
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
And,
that's right, brother.
Which reminds me of the fruits in us. Galatians, what's that? Galatians 5 and 5:22-23. Galatians 5:22-23. I'll give you a chance to find it, everybody.
All right.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy,
say it, buddy.
Peace, forbearance, kindness,
That's it.
Goodness,
That's it.
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
That's right. What's the last one, brother?
There is no law. Self-control.
The last one says self-control. Amen.
It's funny, right? Because I tell the students I have two persona non gratas at work. And I ask them, which one do you want? Do you want this guy over here or do you want the nice guy?
They always
choose the nice guy. So I have to use my nice psychological voice when I'm talking to them. Rather than trying to get their attention with this rough voice. So that's that self-control, you know.
Right.
That's that gentleness. You got to be gentle with them.
You got to be gentle.
And those are the fruit. Yeah. I'm tapping out.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Good word. Amen. I'm loving the scriptures that you're bringing. Amen. Amen. Temperance. Amen. Self-control. Amen. When you said that, the first thing that came to my mind. Oh, amen. Go ahead, brother. You want to say something?
Oh, I was just going to interrupt and say, yeah, we have to bring these scriptures and identify them with our lives. Then we know that, hey, we are truly on the path that we're supposed to be on to salvation.
That's right. That's right. Because
amen.
Temperance, self-control is an example of maturity. Amen. It takes time to have self-control. Amen. And so it takes time for you to deal with certain things. Amen. And so there are times where, you know, people in the church, amen, you know, they get on your nerves. Amen. You just have to pray for them and love them. Amen. Because sometimes you got adults that act worse than children. Amen. They're older than you, but you just got to pray
right.
for them. Amen.
Amen.
And so those different peace, joy, love, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, those characteristics, amen, those are things that we strive for. Amen. I tell people in the church that's what the Holy Spirit is for. The Holy Spirit is to lead us and guide us into these good characteristics. We are to some point master these characteristics, and that's where you see salvation. Salvation is known. I tell people, you know who is saved. Amen. As you stated, it's for us to discern the spirits. Because why? We discern the spirit by the spirit, which is the Holy
right.
Spirit. And so I've always discerned spirit. Even when I was in the world, there were just some people, because the way I was raised and taught, my dad would teach me and tell me, you don't hang with everybody, amen. Everybody want to be your friend don't mean you any good, amen. And
amen.
I learned that quickly when I was young, amen. And I was like, I used to always wonder why my dad used to always say, who is that boy? If he come over to the house, my dad was real old school, amen. My dad was an old school dad, so he wanted to know, amen. Who was that boy, that was coming? Who's his folks, And so my peers, my classmates, their parents were 20 years younger than my parents. My parents were 20 years older than the parents. I had old school parents. So my parents thought on the level of, you don't fool with everybody, amen. And they was using that believing spirit, the Holy Spirit. Discern the spirit, try the spirits by the spirit. And my dad was right. And when I got older, amen, out of school, I understood exactly what he was talking about. Because you knew what he was saying when you saw some of the same kids didn't even make it out of high school, going to prison. Some of the kids, they were dying. And so you begin to understand more. Now that wisdom, amen, that wisdom, spiritual wisdom is kicking in.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Got you. Amen. And when you become saved, amen, there you go. You think you know, but you don't really know until you become saved. Once the Holy Spirit begins to lead you and guide you and teach you, amen, you see things, and you try to teach your kids those things, and all you can do is pray for them, amen. So all you can do is pray for them, because the Bible says if you train up a child the way he should go, amen, when he is old, he shall not depart. Amen. We did the same thing. We came back to the Lord. Your kids will do the same thing. This is why it's important to instill it in them while they're young, amen, just like you did your students, amen. They remember you, feel something in them while they were young. That's the best time to implant a seed in a child is when they're young. Kids are very keen and smart. Don't mistake, think they're not. Kids are very, very smart, amen. And so, amen, I just wanted to touch base on that, amen, brother, what you were saying. But I'll come back and revisit, amen. Brother, you got something you want to throw in there? You there, brother? Amen. Amen. Nonetheless, amen. I'm quite sure the brother is there. Amen. He probably hit mute, or he may be taking him a little water break. Amen. I should have brought me some water. Amen. So nonetheless, we're gonna move on to the brother. Amen. Comes back on the line with us. Amen. So we're gonna stay in Galatians, the 5th chapter. I love what the brother was saying.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened. I heard you talking, and you tapped me in, but then I guess you figured I was on mute or something, but I'm here.
Amen. All right, brother. I was just letting you go. Amen. Go ahead. I give you. Then I'll come back and I'll share a scripture over in Galatians 5. Since you went there, I'll go back there. But go ahead, brother. What you got?
Okay. I wanted to. You were saying that once you train up a child, they shall not depart, right?
Mm-hmm. But that's right. Amen.
Oftentimes we see our kids going astray, but
that's right.
We it's the appearance that they're going astray.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we instill in them the love of the Lord and the Bible,
amen.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't come back void. So we view them on their path from what we think they should be on as a void.
Right.
But it's not a void. Because the word
mm-hmm.
doesn't come back void.
That's right.
Because they're out there constantly, I know for a fact, because I was like,
amen.
My
amen.
Mother prayed and she instilled
yes,
the
sir.
Word in me. And I was
yes, sir.
running around, but not doing crazy stuff. But I knew
right.
the Lord, you know, and I would call on him when I was out there. And he
mm-hmm.
would protect me when I was out there.
That's right.
So,
amen.
So the word doesn't come back void. So when we, like I said, when we see them out there, our children.
That's right.
And maybe our spouses or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the word. The word is not void.
That's right.
Okay. You wanted to go to Galatians, but let me go. I was looking up 2 Corinthians.
Okay.
2 Corinthians 3:18, I believe I said.
Was Galatians 3:18?
No, 2 Corinthians 3:18.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians 2 or 3?
3.
2 Corinthians 3:18, right?
And 18.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, brother.
And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate
mm-hmm.
the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image.
Mm. Yes, sir.
With ever increasing glory, which comes from the
yes,
Lord,
sir.
Who
amen.
Is the Spirit.
That's right.
So as we on this journey, he just smiling away. Happy
that's
that
right.
we're ensuring that we stay on that way.
That's right. That brother.
But yeah, he is glad for us. That we are
mm-hmm.
that we are on this path.
That's right.
Because he transforms us, and that's that transformation. We may think
amen.
that we are that we're not transformed because sin is in the world. This is the
that's
devil's
right.
kingdom, and we may think that we're not transformed, but if we
that's
believe.
Right.
in the spirit, then we are transformed.
Amen.
Even though we have all this other worldly stuff going on around us,
that's right.
we still are being
that's right.
transformed.
That's right.
And we have to stick to that. Stick to
amen.
The word.
Amen.
Tapping out.
You know,
Tapping out.
I think a lot of. Oh, I'm sorry. Say again.
So I said I was tapping out back to you.
All right. Amen. Amen. I got a little bit of energy. Amen. I got a little energy built up. And I believe
okay.
that a lot of times as believers, we're more hard on ourselves, which is rightfully so. But I know that there are times where I get down and I'm a little hard on myself. And I feel like I could be doing more, amen, because I don't like to compare myself to nobody, amen. I don't like to say, oh, well, I study my Bible more than this person, amen. I don't do that. I'm in competition with no one, amen, but myself, amen. Sometimes I kind of beat myself up, amen. But a lot of times, you know, we don't understand that because we've been faithful over a few things, amen. He's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen, because we are teaching the word and preaching the word in season and out of season, and we are showing love. Amen. That's the most important thing in this walk, in this journey. Amen, brother. Amen. We've been talking about
Amen.
Walking in the Spirit. And the main important thing is that as you were reading, you know, in the image from glory to glory, we are changed. Amen. In other words, we begin to listen. You said it perfect. We begin to look more and more like Christ every day. You may not think so, but you are, because I remember, you know, the things that I used to do, I don't do no more. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. The words I used to speak, I don't speak no more. And so I'm being changed
Amen.
From glory to glory. And even though I can see a change in Tim, I can see a spiritual maturity, sometimes I still feel like it ain't enough. Amen. That's just a spiritual, personal conviction. Amen. But sometimes I have to realize, Tim, you've actually changed a lot, even from a year or two, 3 years ago. Still spiritually maturing, you know, having a desire to want to know the word more, to speak the word more, to reach more people. That's what it's about. Amen.
Amen.
We grow his kingdom before he returns. And so I just want to say real quick, Galatians, the fifth chapter, verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit." Amen. That means walk in the Holy Spirit. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Not your own personal spirit, but the Holy Spirit. "And ye shall not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh." And I tell people, man, you know, you're not going to change as soon as you get saved. You're not going to change immediately. Amen. Now, there are some things that the Holy Spirit can change immediately, but this is a process. Amen. Just like you go to school, it's a process. You become smarter. You become more educated. You become more wiser. That's how this journey and this walk is. As a believer, we become wiser and smarter. And I used to tell people in church, you know, what is the purpose of you coming to church if you're not learning anything? Amen. I mean, and so you know who's saved. You know who's there just. And this is what the book of Revelation was talking about when Christ gave John the message to write to the seven churches as a warning to get right, because lo, I come what? Behold, I come quickly. And people need to realize that you know, Christ can come quickly. Amen. Because you sit up here playing in church and just playing games. This is not a game. I tell people this is real. You know, you're supposed to mature. You're supposed to read the Bible. It ain't just for the pastor to read and study the Bible just to give to you. You know, I used to teach people, you know, you got to read and study the Bible too. You can't just sit up and sing hymns and be urchins and do praise dances and think that's all it takes. No, you fooling yourself. Amen. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved. It ain't talking to the ministers, the pastors, the overseers, and the bishop, the Godhead
right.
of the church,
Amen.
The leadership of the church. It's talking to the body of Christ. You're going to be rewarded on the things that you do in this life. So you must be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me calm down a little bit and preserve some of this energy. Amen. You know how the Spirit gets the wheel. Amen. But I want to preserve some of this energy, brother, so I can finish the show. But go ahead, brother, and share with us what you got, brother. And I'm gonna come back. Amen.
I don't know. Well, I know why I was thinking of this verse, and then you had mentioned
mm-hmm.
Revelation, right?
Mm-hmm.
He speaks to us. Revelations 2:7.
Okay.
Revelations 2:7.
Let me go.
Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Yes, sir.
To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which
Ooh,
is
brother.
In the paradise of God.
Amen.
So, while you was talking and you had mentioned Revelations, and I was going to say something about something in Revelation about the Spirit,
uh-huh.
That's that connection.
Ooh, that was some deep stuff right there, bro. That's some deep words.
We don't want to gore on this thing here. We are on one accord.
Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. I don't want no glory. Amen, brother. You're right. Amen.
And what was it, Galatians? Galatians 5:5 is what it was. Yeah. King James Version. "For we through the
mm-hmm.
Spirit wait for
okay.
the hope of righteousness by faith."
Mm-hmm.
So through the Spirit, so
mm-hmm.
we are connected to the Spirit, right?
Yeah,
we have to
right.
have that hope. We just have to have that hope that we'll be there and that at that appointed hour, at that day and time.
Amen.
Like Paul said,
amen. That's it. You got to keep the faith, brother. No matter what you're going through. And I tell people all the time, I tell people, you know, I tell people, man, don't you dare put no man or woman of God up on a pedestal. We are all human. Paul said we are all flesh. Paul said it best. He said over in Romans, I think it was the third chapter, I think it was verse 9 over in Romans, he said we have all fallen short of the glory, amen. We are all sinners, amen. Saved by grace,
amen.
Amen. And so, you know, we don't look down on nobody, amen. He said we are all under sin, Romans 3:9. What Paul said, and I tell people, like you said, I got to keep the faith, just like you got to keep the faith. I deal with the same things everybody else go through, whether it be bills, amen, wife, children, work, amen, temptation. Amen. Whatever it is that you deal with in life, I got to deal with the same thing just like you. I got to put on my pants every day just like you do. And I got to deal with the same thing. I got to pray and walk in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit keep me. Amen. He keep my path and I walk straight. Amen. I'm praying that because, amen, there are some saints, amen, that I believe kind of afraid to pray. Amen. Because it's like, you know, not that they're afraid to pray because, you know, there's no assurance that it's going to happen. But, you know, it's kind of like, do you really want that? Amen. Do you really want that deliverance? Okay, amen. Because don't be afraid, because he can deliver you from whatever it is, whether it's smoking, drinking, whatever it is, your tongue, he can deliver you from that. And so a lot of times we hold on to things in the past from our past life that's not good for us, that also hinders our blessing. And like you said, brother, we got to keep the faith. We got to persevere. And like Paul said, we press toward the mark of the price of the high calling. Amen. That's what we do. We pressing, leaving those things behind. Amen. We don't care about the past life. Amen. Because I think
amen.
About Revelation. Amen. The millennial kingdom at the very end and the new Jerusalem. It's going to be so beautiful, man. We're talking about after the 1,000-year reign. It's going to be so beautiful. We're going to get to be before, and as you said it best. You said we're going to be before the tree of life, amen? And you know, it's going to be so beautiful just to be before the throne. Revelation, the 22nd chapter says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life. Now, we know in this life, amen, water is what? Your teacher,
life.
Water is life. You got to have water, baby. If you don't have no water, I remember they used to teach us that in school. You say, they used to ask, would you rather have food in the desert or water? All of us said, we want food in the desert. They said, no. They said, what? They said, no, you want water in the desert. You'll live longer, amen, with water,
amen,
than you would food. You'll die with food, but your body is 70%, I believe, water. Now, your biological, I know you're going to straighten me out, amen. So you know that we must have water, and you see how important water is, because the water is also in heaven, and it also what? Gives life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb, amen. It's going to be so beautiful that us as the servant says in verse 3, says, and there shall be no more curse. Brother McGee, turn back over to you, but I got to say this real quick. I think about this life every day. I think about the things that we go through and how I deal with challenges, amen. You deal with challenges on a daily basis. We get down, amen. Our body gets tired. We get weak, amen. We feel like sometimes, Lord, you know, amen, how much longer, amen. I don't know if you ever asked that question, but I actually do ask that question. And not saying that I want to leave this world, but, amen, sometimes I'd be like ready for him to come on back and get the saints, amen, because there's so much suffering and sin in this world. But we know that we got to be here. We know that we got to persevere for those who have not yet believed, and that's what we're doing, amen. We're here for you, amen, preaching salvation and love. Remember Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you want to know how to come over to this side, get your tickets, amen. They're free, amen. Christ already paid the price. I tell people, stop listening to that phony teaching out there. Christ has already paid the price for you. All you have to believe, he said, you have eternal life, amen. St. John, the third chapter, verses 15 and 16. Brother, I'm going to come back and revisit that. What you got?
Okay. And you were talking about water and how water brings life, right?
Amen.
And that just reminded me of what scientists, JPL, NASA, all the scientists all over the world had these telescopes aimed at a certain spots in the constellation, in the universe. And they suspect that there's water. We're not sure, but there might be water. But these places are so far off that they don't know if there's water or not. And they're always trying to find water on Mars and on the moon. Mm-hmm. There may be water, but there's not no flowing water.
Oh, wow. Amen.
There's not no flowing water.
That's right. But got to have that flowing water. That's life. Amen. I like that, brother.
You got to have that flowing water.
That's right.
And they're constantly looking all day, every day. But I wanted to, just 1 second before I tap back out, he renews us.
That's right.
Titus 3 and 3 and 5.
Okay.
Titus 3 and 5.
Let me throw that real quick.
All right. Now I got the Christian Standard Bible.
Amen.
He saved us not by works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy through the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Regeneration and renewal.
Amen. Was that Titus?
Yeah.
What is that again?
Titus 3 and 5.
Titus 3 and 5. Amen. All right. Not by works of righteousness. Amen. There it is.
Because he knows. This is like playing those video games. When you die on the video game, you have to spawn. You have to wait to spawn again, and then you come back to life,
right.
And you get to fight.
That's
on.
Right.
So when this Holy Spirit regenerates us, right? We have to sit there and spawn for a minute, and then we can get back into the fight.
Amen.
We have to have that regeneration. Because he knows that we're going to kind of go to the wayside, look to the left when we're supposed to be looking to the right or looking straight ahead.
That's right. That's right.
And through that regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, it puts us back on track where we need to go.
That's right. Amen. Man, the Holy Spirit is so powerful.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit is so powerful, man. I tell people in ministry and in the church and in the body of Christ, man, let the Holy Spirit lead you, man. Let the Holy Spirit teach you and guide you and protect you. I pray for the Holy Spirit to protect my family. Amen. I tell people, they out here talking about all this stuff and protection. I let the Holy Spirit protect us, man. The Holy Spirit is the greatest, amen, watcher there is. Amen. You know, if you want to be kept, amen, he is the best keeper. He protects us. He guards our heart and our mind. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit work for you. Amen. You know, why am I going to do something that I can't do? And I tell people, you know, if you ain't there, you just not there. So who's going to protect your family? Who's going to protect your blind side when you ain't looking?
Right.
That's what the devil looks for, man. And I was watching this TV show earlier, and this guy had blindsided this guy in the car. I mean, he hit the car so hard, it made me jump. I had the surround sound. I'm like, man, you know. And so when I saw that, I was just thinking like the devil. You know, that's what the devil want to do. He want to blindside you. But see, if you walk with the Holy Spirit, the devil can't blindside you. He can't touch you. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit allow him to. Amen. And in most cases, the Holy Spirit is not going to just allow him to touch you, especially harm or hurt you to such an extent to where it's just going to blindside you. Amen. And so,
amen.
Amen. Reading this word, amen, this is a good message tonight. We're still dealing with the Holy Spirit. We're going to continue, amen, to deal with the Holy Spirit. We're going to be praying that, amen, I be healed. I claim it right now. I speak it by the Most High and His Son, Yeshua. Amen. Through His Holy Spirit that I am healed. So we can kind of get a little bit more deeper into the Holy Spirit and dealing with these seven spirits of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to break it down a little bit more. But, brother, I've been enjoying your word. Amen. And the word that you bring and the spiritual knowledge that you bring. Amen. And so it's been, it's been getting interesting. And so I want to point out something real quick. I'm going to turn it back over to you. I want to point out something, then I guess we can get ready to close it out. I want to point out something that you brought to my attention in Titus. You be coming with the word, brother. Amen. Titus 3 and 5, it says what? Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Amen. I tell people all the time, man, if this Bible ain't clear to you, I don't know what to tell you, because you got so many people want to put their equation into salvation. Look, your salvation is not dependent on you. Only thing you've done is wave that white flag and surrender. That's the only thing, that's the only part of the equation that you have something to do with your salvation. You just gave up and just say, hey, you know what? Save my soul. That's what I did 20 years ago. I was weak. I was ready to give up the world. Amen. I said, Heavenly Father, I'm ready to live for you and do your will. Amen. I thank him for my salvation every single day. I thank him for my dad for being a pastor and instilling him, my mom, you know, preaching and teaching to us and just instilling, you know, the ways of righteousness. Amen. I thank him every day. They're long gone, but I still thank the Most High for putting them in our life. Because you know what, brother? I look at so many people, broken lives out here that don't have God. I look at so many people, lives out here that's not saved, that don't have salvation, amen. And they just don't know that. They think that the world is the answer. They think drugs and alcohol and sex and same-sex relationships, they think all these things that the devil is just tricking them, they think that is the answer. The devil is fooling you just like he fooled Adam and Eve in the garden. That is not the answer. The answer and the key is Christ, the cross, Yeshua, and Yahweh. Amen. I thank him for my salvation. I thank him for your salvation. But I'm going to go ahead and be quiet, let you get some words in, because, amen, I can shut it down, but I'm going to let you go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I think this is going to shut it down right here.
Amen.
Talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit,
yes, sir.
Cements our place with God. What is this? Ephesians 1 and 13.
Amen. Let's take a look. Ephesians 1 and 13. Let's go there. Amen.
Okay, go ahead. I'll give you time.
Amen. I appreciate you, brother. You know how it is. Amen. He gave me a little strength. I said, you know what? Amen. If you bless me with just a little strength, I'll come on tonight. Amen. Speak to your people. Amen. So I'm grateful. Amen. Grateful for this opportunity. We're grateful for Chaos Team and Derek Alvin and his team for this opportunity to speak the word to the people. Amen. Okay, Ephesians 1 and 13.
Amen.
Go ahead.
1 and 13. Ephesians 1 and 13. And
amen.
You also,
mm-hmm.
And you also were included in Christ. When you heard the message of truth.
That's right.
You also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth.
Boy, this is some powerful stuff. Powerful stuff.
The gospel of your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
When you believed, you were marked in him with the seal.
Ooh, that's deep. In other words, you are kept. You can't lose your salvation. I tell people in the Bible, I've been preaching it for 20. You can't. The King James said, "Ye were sealed." Watch this. Paul said, "With that," I like the way Paul taught. Paul said, "With that, Holy Spirit of promise." Man, that's a brother. You hit on some brother. You be knocking them out the park. Amen. That's why I go ahead. Go ahead, brother. I'm going to cut y'all. Go ahead, brother. I had to throw that in there. Go ahead.
And the last part was, you already said it, the promised Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You're sealed. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. Come on to this side.
When you believed.
That's right.
You were marking him with the seal. And
that's
who was
right.
him? Christ.
That's right. The Savior. The Savior. He saved you. That's why he's called the Savior. You didn't save yourself. And I hate when pastors be up there preaching this stuff. I'm like, what in the world is, what Bible he read? Boy, stop. Amen. He's called the Savior.
Amen.
Amen. For a reason. Meaning he saved you. He saved my soul. I didn't save my own soul. He saved my soul. And you just read, brother, you hitting it. Amen. I'm about to mark these scriptures down, amen, because, you know, amen, I don't go to battle, you know, like I used to, amen, but I still will, amen. You know, folks try to come at you, amen. You have to lay down them scriptures, and then they have to walk away silent, amen. It said that you
amen.
Are, amen. It's all glory to the Most High, brother, all glory to the Most High. It said that after that ye believed, ye were sealed. So right after you believe, brother, like Paul said, in a twinkling of an eye, as soon as you say I believe, boom. They don't mind if you was a drop dead that instant, you saved. The angels are going to carry you off to heaven. You see them. The Holy Spirit got you. Death can't touch you. No, hell can't touch you. The devil can't. Amen. Amen. You are saved. I tell people, man, you winning on this side. Amen. Brother, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's the last one. Ephesians 4 and 30.
Ephesians 4 and amen. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 30. This brother, he's knocking home runs tonight. Amen. I like that. Go ahead. What does it say? Ephesians 4 and what is read?
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom
yes,
you were sealed for the day of redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And do not
mm-hmm.
grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Mm-hmm. And grieve not the Spirit of God.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Whereby you were sealed. Don't grieve
Amen.
The Holy
That's
Spirit.
Right.
That's it.
That's
Don't
right.
grieve the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because
the following verse,
it's a done dizzy.
It's a done dizzy. Amen. It's done. It's done. Don't make it harder than what it is, but I like that. Amen. Because the verses 31 and 32 explain what it means. Amen. So let all bitterness,
amen.
Anger, amen. Walk in the Spirit, amen. Amen. It says, be kind ye one to another, amen. But you got some so-called, I'm just going to call them Christians, amen. I don't even call them believers. I call them Christians, amen. Walk around, they mad all the time. Like, okay, why are you mad all the time, amen? Ain't we supposed to be by the Spirit? I understand we hear.
Right, right,
amen. We're going to build some things. Yeah, I understand that. We're going to be mad sometimes, amen. But you can't be upset. All the time, you just frowned up all the time. Every time I see you, just got a frown on your face, and you call
right.
yourself a child of the King. Man, I serve a King. I'm a King
they don't
kid. Man, I'm richer than anybody on this planet. All these folks that thought they rich, got all this money in the bank. Man, please, the devil sold them some bubble gum and trinkets compared to what we
going to interrupt. Just to interrupt, they don't understand their position.
Oh, go ahead.
If they walk around
amen.
Here with this grieving, with this face on,
right. Oh, go ahead. Amen.
They don't understand
right.
the position, and hopefully we'll help. This will help them because we can help them. Just the God can help them. We can put the word
That's
out
right.
there, and they can take it.
That's
hopefully
right.
this will help them get that frown off, and
That's
have
right.
get a better understanding. Get a better understanding of their position.
That's right.
Because most times you have the preachers, pastors telling them, "Oh, you can't touch me. I'm right next to God." Well, we all in this same thing together. We in the same
man.
Thing. You are no better than I.
That's right, man.
That's
you better run from that man.
Turns off. by church folk. That's all I'm going to say, church folk, because they ain't God folk, they church folk.
Amen, that's right. That's right.
And I know we got a few minutes left, so I'm going to tap out. And we're going to do this every third Friday of the month.
Friday, yes, sir. Every third Friday of the month, we have our spiritual freestyle Fridays. We'll be back on the air. I have to see. I want to make sure it ain't the week of Christmas, because I think Christmas is on a Friday this year. Amen. So we'll see. I think it is. I looked at the calendar today. Yeah, it's actually on. So we won't even be on next week. We won't see y'all for Spiritual Freestyle Fridays, unless the brother want to do it on the 18th. If he ain't got no traveling to do, I know he's blessed and fortunate to be out in the hot.
That's the third Friday.
Amen. Well, you're right. Well, forgive me, brother. We are on. So on December the 18th. You're right, brother. Forgive me. Amen. So we'll be back on December the 18th. I will be back on tomorrow night. Amen. We'll get into a little bit of revelation. Amen. Dealing with this thing that I'm dealing with. Pray for me. Amen. That my body be healed, that I be giving my strength back. Amen. Because, amen,
amen,
there's something to deal with. Amen. But I had to come on and speak to you tonight. Because I love you. Amen. There's no other reason. Only because I love you and I speak salvation and love. Amen. Brother, I thank you for coming on. And I'll be back on tomorrow night, but we won't be back on this coming up weekend because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Okay? Amen. Brother, you got anything else before we turn loose? Amen. Anything else? We got a few minutes. Anything else?
Stay in the spirit.
Amen. I like that. Stand and walk in the spirit. I like that.
Don't let nobody shoot you out of your position.
That's right. Don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But what brother said, walk in the spirit. Amen. I like that. Amen. All right, brother. Well, if there's nothing else, I thank you so much, brother, for coming on with me tonight. I love you. And I thank you because I know that you didn't have to. I know this brother fishing to enjoy this vacation. I say it all the time, man. I think I got into the wrong profession. I got into banking. We got to work all the time. This brother, he get, you know, mother homeboy, you know, he get the whip. I'm like, why you off? What you mean you off the whole week? He said, you forgot I'm a school teacher. I'm like, man, he get to be off with his kids. I'm just like, I just do like my mom and my brother. She became a school teacher too, I guess. Amen. But it's all good. Amen. We teaching the word.
Yeah, we are.
Amen, brother. All right. Well, if nothing else, we love everybody. We thank the Chaos Team and Derek Oliver for this platform and this opportunity. We love you all. And, brother, if nothing else, you all have a good night, and we won't hear from you. I'll be back on tomorrow night. If you all won't be able to tune in, if you're traveling, please be safe. Make sure that you're covering up out there. Make sure that you're practicing your distancing as well. And you just stay safe and have fun. Enjoy family. Amen. So I love you all. Brother, I love you. And you all have a good night. Take care. Amen.